Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You sumbitches, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. This is your brother, the soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. Happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from the hells and the smells of North America. As always, I count this a privilege. I do. I count this a joy. I count it an honor, an esteemed pleasure to be able to talk to you from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio, the most hard-hitting, revolutionary, interactive, activist-oriented, black nationalist, black power radio anywhere to be found, anywhere on the face of the planet Earth. We are, let me just say, happy to be able to talk to you again, as we have been busying ourselves, grinding hard over the past, really, month and a half, 2 months, for what will be the finale, the finish line of this phase of our nation-building planning, June the 25th, our national and international day of action and unity, part number two. That's right. If you haven't made your plans yet to visit your local New Black Panther Party chapters events or visit the local organizing committee's events in your area, or if there's a church or a mosque or somebody that's up and rolling with us, you got to make your way this Saturday. This Saturday, June the 25th, you got to make your way. Don't let no games get in your way. Don't let nothing out of organizing for black power get in your way. Don't let nothing get in your way. Fact about it, if you get sick, tell sickness take a break. And hell, tell anything else beyond sickness, take a break. We got to move forward. And we're moving forward. Let me open up the show first, thanking the almighty, wise, true, and living black God, the God of our ancestors, the God of our forefathers and foremothers. We definitely got to give thanks to that one divine, regenerative force in the universe that has traveled and moved down the wheels of time, giving revelation and wisdom to the world and manifesting himself and herself in the person of the black man and black woman, and ultimately the people of God being trapped down and locked down by an opposer, by a grafted devil, an opposing enemy, being deceived through systems of tricks and lies. Like today, we have been robbed and stripped and spoiled of everything that is our own. And so that black God has sent us many men and many women, many prophets, many warners, many messengers, many freedom fighters, many revolutionaries, and many scholars who have diagnosed this problem and who have put a mathematical equation together, a revolutionary solution together to usurp and overthrow and undo 400 years of suffering, shame, death, murder, and brutality at the hands of this white man. And so we got to give thanks for all of our freedom fighters, all of our heroes, all of our sheroes, and not one of them is a zero. We're thankful. Too many of them to name, but we just say ashe. We're thankful for all of those who gave life, and we're darn sure thankful for all of those who took life so that the seeds of the black nation could live and breathe and walk in the light of a brighter sun. And in all of our thanking and our thank yous, we would be derelict in our duty and remiss in our duty if we didn't thank all of the Black Panther regiments that came before us. Whether you're talking the mid-60s or you're talking on into the 70s, late 70s, we're thankful to you. All of the black organizations that stood up and represented us and fought for us, we are thankful to you. If you were just a freedom fighter, a lone warrior, and your name is not mentioned in the history and herstory books as often as some of these others, but you put it down and you fought the good fight, you kept the faith, and you made it possible for another black man or black woman to not be lynched, to not be hung, or to not be Jim Crowed, or to not be sprayed down with firemen's hoses. We are thankful to you on this Black Power Radio. And we're definitely thankful. Although a wicked taskmaster, although a wicked brute beast, a cross-dressing, sissy, flaming, homosexual faggot by the name of J. Edgar Hoover, although he tried and his department tried many schemes, many plans, many things designed to destroy the black nation and destroy in specific the Black Panther Party, we're thankful. That's right. On this June 20th, thankful for the rise of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, the 4th Regiment, the 4th Formation, we are thankful for the new Black Panther Party. And so it is us who we send you the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum and Hotep, Shalom. We say peace to the gods. We say peace to the earths. We say, what's up? We say it just like the Black Power General in whose spirit we come. We come in the spirit and in the strength and in the wisdom and in the understanding, in the boldness, in the courage, and in the stance, the hard line, hard-hitting stance of that beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man who set his purpose on this planet, the purpose why his energy was sent into this world, he said, was to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. We come in his name, we come in his spirit, and we come with his energy and presence, talking about the Black Power General, a man whom you should never let his name fade from the history books. Never rob him of his props and his just due. Talking about the Honorable Doctor and General Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we have to be fine at the same time, thanking our big brother whom we look to hear from tonight, if at all possible. We got to thank that same black God, of our forefathers and foremothers, for knowing what to do in a time of turmoil, for knowing who to send and how to respond in a time of controversy. As we lost as a party in a black nation, the Black Power General in 2001, he had all the time been training and been teaching and been preparing and been molding and shaping one from his spirit, not necessarily from his loins, but one from his spirit, which is more important than an actual bloodline or blood seed. One from his purpose. One who's like a twin half of the same essence, or the flip side of that same black power coin. Some of you know him as the warrior lawyer. We call him and label him a five-star general. Some of you say he's the great elephant. Some of you say he's the attorney at war. Whatever the name, whatever the label, you already automatically know this brother is ready for war. He's ready for battle. And so we are thankful on this June 20th for our big brother and champion and helper and national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. We're right on the eve, brothers and sisters. We're right on the eve now of our National and International Day of Action, and we look forward from hearing from some strong organizers tonight. We want to hear from those of you who are organizing across the country. Now, if you've ever been to any kind of town hall meeting or any kind of meeting that most of our people put on, you already know that you hear a chorus, a succession of what we should do, what we need to do, what we have to do, what we must be doing. You hear it all the time. But you don't hear what's being done, what's been accomplished, what's being worked on, what's being produced, what is in our hands. And so we're a new Black Panther Party. We feel like this. We're not going to sit around with the apathy that's going on, with the racism that's happening still, with the black-on-black crime and murder that's going on, with the poverty rate and the homelessness rate, with the amount of disease and the miseducation that's happening to us and our people, and including our babies. We refuse to sit around and wait around another 400 years for someone to decide on a whim that they're ready to get free. And so here we are. We're organizing on the ground. You heard about April the 23rd. April the 23rd was us coming together. April the 23rd in over 60 cities in America, black men and women braved cold, braved rain, brave inclement weather. In other areas where the weather was not the problem, you braved racist cops, buck wild police officers, trigger happy pigs. You braved Negroes who didn't understand what you were doing. And we came out successful in over 60 cities in America. Not to forget or fail to mention about France and London, England, and Azania, South Africa. We're all over the place. But the no good ADL, they're not gonna give us our props. The enemies of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz and the New Black Panther Party, they're not gonna give us our props. Those who are the enemies to the rise of black people and the Day of Action movement, they're not gonna give us our props. So don't look for any handouts in this hour. Don't expect any hands out in this hour. In this hour, it is about us organizing for us, us telling our own story and producing our own propaganda. Got to push our own newspapers. Got to upload our own YouTube videos. You got to begin to put your own guerrilla campaign together right now. Because you know damn well CNN ain't going to tell you that the Day of Action movement produced 60 cities in America where black men and women decided to stop killing each other and come together in unity and love. Where we decided to stop being deadbeats and start taking care of our babies and our children and our wives and our families. Where we decided to come up and stand up and be strong and represent the true nature and essence of the black man and black woman. CNN ain't going to tell you that. Ain't no Glenn Peck Beck going to tell you that. Glenn Speck Beck, you ain't going to tell us that. And so we're telling it ourselves, and we're coming black at you again, June 25th. We want to hear from the organizers, those of you who is willing to get up off of your backsides, step out the door and do something for yourself. Those of you that's willing to stop capitulating to the white man and stop bowing to the conditions of our community and change what's happening in the streets and stop crying about what's going on. We want to hear from you. On that note, if you are not an organizer and you may not necessarily yet have someone organizing in your city, then you become the organizer. You organize. You organize in your city. All you got to do is email us. Our email is nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. You can look at a multi-purpose, awesome website now. It's a website that is deserving of the Day of Action movement. And even us Panthers, it's deserving of us that's just black nationalists and love some black power, period. Go to our website. If you haven't seen it, you're missing something. Dayofactionmovement.org has got to be one of the coldest websites anywhere on the World Wide Web. Dayofactionmovement.org. Put that in your browser. So back to you organizers now. We're talking about people getting busy, and if there's any of you that's on the line, you got to push number one, because I'm not going to know you're there. I'm not even going to see it. Oh, I can't see it. I'm not going to know you're there. Push number one. We want to hear from, we got a brother out of Liverpool, England. Liverpool, England. All right, if you all didn't know that there were black people in England, you know, we got a strong brother, Brother Eric Levi. Brother Eric from Liverpool, England, who's organizing on the ground with the Imperial Sevens. He's making it happen from the UK. We definitely want to reach out to Sister Renee and find out what's going on in North Carolina. In Raleigh, North Carolina, where, you know, the Carolinas was showing out the last time. Y'all was harassing black people. But the black man and black woman in the Carolinas, they said they wasn't taking that line down. I'm talking about, down there by April the 24th, there were videos all over YouTube of black men and black women from Henderson, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, who was talking about putting some work in the Carolinas. And so we got to get tuned in to what's happening. We want to hear from Sister Renee, who's going to talk about what's going on. We want to try to touch base with Sister Brenda Muhammad, I might reach out to Brenda Muhammad and let's hear on what's happening in Chicago, Illinois. And y'all know that old lion seat giving, Rahm Emanuel. Yeah, but that's what's the devil name? But Voyagich, I can't even say the bad name. Whatever his name is, they all connected. But Rahm Emanuel, that's Obama's boy. He put his man in office in Chicago. The man stepped down out of Obama's cabinet. Got on out of Obama's cabinet. Took a job in Chicago. Now he's in a critical position in Chicago, and it's politics as usual. So you lose the Daily Machine in Chicago. Now you got Rahm. Oh, wrong, Emanuel. But, yeah. But boy, it gets another story. He's another story for another day. However you say his name. Anyway, Sister Brenda Muhammad, we want to check in with you. We want to hear from Divine Allah as well. They're in Trenton, New Jersey. And Sister Keisha Urey, we want to hear from our national youth minister by the Divine Allah, and as well our national minister of protocol, our national protocol director, Sister Keisha Urey. We got to know what's happening in Trenton. You all in Trenton, you just had some neo-Nazis that came to Trenton and said they were going to march on you all's capital and tell you niggas you ain't nothing. But they didn't do that without any opposition. You all YouTube and Google that. Google how the national youth minister, the national field marshal, and the comrades in New York and Trenton, comrades in New York and Jersey, and some others, let me just put that in quotation, some others, didn't leave the neo-Nazis with a good day. And so we want to hear from you all and know what you got going on. And I definitely want to travel on down the road to Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee, and hear from a fiery brother who is going against the grain of inertia and capitulence. I want to hear from my brother Maurice Muhammad, who's working hard in Nashville, and hear about the movement he's got going in Nashville, Tennessee. And so this is what's happening. And so tell a neighbor, tell a friend as we get into it. We're going to stretch back a little bit. We're going to stretch out and stretch back. That Black Power Radio is on the air, locked in. We're going all week long, Monday through Friday. You're going to hear something from us. All right, so let me get on into it. I'm looking now for our dear brother Eric Levi. Brother Eric Levi. But let me get off into it now. 252-762, you're on the air. Welcome to Black Power Radio. What are you doing for your national and international day of action and unity? Black Power.
Black Power, Henderson, North Carolina. We're going to have speakers.
Henderson, North Carolina. Sister Renee, is this you, Queen?
Yes, it is.
That's Black Power to you. Black Power to you. What's
Black
happening?
Power. Not much, trying to get this event organized. My first time really doing it. Last time we got shut down. But this time I think we're going to do fine.
Well, tell the people what happened to you.
That morning on April 23rd, we was followed by the police in Henderson. They followed us all the way to our event. When we got there, they jumped out the car, hands on their guns, you know, and just shut us down so that we can't be out there.
What was their reasoning?
They just said they heard that we was having a day of rage, and we tried to explain to them that that's not what we were doing, but they didn't want to hear it. They told us we had to go or we would get locked up.
So they heard you all were having a day of rage.
They felt
like Black people couldn't be enraged after 400 plus years of oppression.
Exactly.
And tried to run you all away. So what ended up happening? You all organized behind that?
Yeah, we stayed focused. We did a video for YouTube to explain what happened that day. But we stayed focused, and now we got everything we need for June 25th.
That's what I'm talking about. So what are we looking at? What can we expect? We come to Henderson, North Carolina. What can we expect? What's going to happen? Talk to us.
Oh, well, right now we're just thinking about our youth, and we're trying to save the youth. We have too many people dying out here, too many of our black children dying out here. We got a special speaker coming out, so I know he's going to put them on fire. Minister King Samir Sebez.
That's what's up.
So he's going to come out here and help us out. We're going to have food and drinks for the kids, some games, and at least try to get these kids to hear King Samir talk and learn something.
That's what's up. How can people that are close to you in your area, how can they help you? Is there anything in these last few days now that you all need on this last lap that we're running?
Right now we can use people to come out and try to help us with probably some food, bring some food out there, something for the kids to do. And if anybody has any kind of knowledge they want to come bring to the event, they'd be fine with us too.
That's what's up. What's been the response of the community? Are they excited about the event? Are they nervous? What's going on?
The children. I'm real known here. They call me Mom Dukes, so I'm real known here. The kids are excited. The grown ups are giving me hell. They don't like it. They don't like it at all. All of a sudden, I'm a racist. I'm like, wow. But yeah, I got church didn't even want to help me with my event, so they heard the name New Black Panther Party and it was over. They didn't want to help.
Well, what I would say is this. I would say that as we push for June 25th and this last week here, that we make an appeal. That we're not gonna beg anybody, but we make an appeal for all of those who would help and who would be helpers to help, that we have a community problem. And you tell them, Sister Renee, this. You tell them that this problem that we have is larger than any one organization.
Exactly.
Tell them like that. You tell them this problem that we have is larger than any one organization, and that it's going to take all of us to help in this effort.
Exactly. That's what I've been telling them. But they just so scared. Everybody here is so under the white man's sleeve. You know what I mean? They can't do anything here without them. So they got to break free from it.
We're going to prove them wrong. I say we're going to prove them wrong.
That's right.
Anybody that thinks that we can't do something without the white man, you are dead wrong.
Exactly.
You are dead wrong. And so we can expect games. We can expect what? We can expect activities, crafts,
food,
what
activities
else?
For the kids. We done got some face paint for the little kids because they love it. I got a lot of young ladies are helping me. It's about five of us now. So we're going to have something out there for all the people out there.
No doubt. And so in listening now, if the Henderson police, which I know they are, if they are listening to you now, what would you like to say to the Henderson Police Department?
Sit back and watch it blow up.
Dear Henderson Police Department, we intend to put our tax dollars to work on that day, June the 25th. And on that day, since you are taxing us and you are basically paid from our taxes, we're going to put our tax dollars to work on that day. Get the hell out of the way.
Black power.
Black power. And so, Sister Renee, tell us if the people that are in the Carolinas that are close to you, you know, whether they're in Charlotte or whether they're in Raleigh or wherever they are, how can they organize with you and help you where you are? How can they contact your movement there?
They can call me at 252-762-8999 and just ask for me and I will make sure I'm on point.
That's what I'm talking about. And lastly, you tell us this in this last week. What has been the most beneficial thing for you in organizing?
I would have to say my friends that I made with the New Black Panther Party, they have been very helpful, especially King Samir and Malik Shabazz. If it wasn't for them, I'd probably be lost. But that was the best thing so far for me.
That's what I'm talking about. And so That's word to all the detractors who wanna diss Minister King Samir Shabazz, or even like the Malik Zulu Shabazz. You want to diss us and try to straitjacket people and make us some narrow object. You can't put us in no box. We're all growing, we're all developing, and you don't know what's behind the soundbite. Shouts out to Minister King Samir Shabazz and, of course, our NASA chairman and all of the labor. Sister Renee, we love you, Queen. We love you. We hope that you can stay tuned in with us and keep with us during the last course of this week, because we're going to have some more power-packed shows. We're going to have more people that are going to be all from the Carolinas who are going to need to contact and connect with you. And so you stay tuned with us, sister.
Okay. Black power.
All right. Black power. And that's Sister Renee. Renee out of Henderson, North Carolina. Renee out of Henderson, North Carolina. And she's telling you, from the word to the Henderson Police Department, listen, leave us the hell alone with all the issues that you got going on in Henderson, with all the racism that's within your own department. Y'all got enough issues to deal with versus trying to mess with some brothers and sisters who's doing the job that you're supposed to be doing and not doing at all. Let's move to the next caller. 845-853, you're on the air with Black Power Radio. We want to know what you are going to do on June the 25th, your National International Day of Action. Black Power.
Black Power, brother. How you doing? This is our brother Israel.
Doing good. How are we?
I'm doing good, brother. They just handed down a justification of that brother that got shot in the head. So
yes,
I've been talking to some people. So I just got a flyer today that they're going to have well, they're calling it a cleanup, but it's a church, the community coming together. So I'm going to use that as a day action here in Kingston, New York. I'm going to New York. I have a brother and a sister that's going to stay here, handle that, try to unify the youth, get them on the right track, let them know that they have targets on their heads now, and I'll try to get them into the movement.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So you're taking a proactive approach. Now, first of all, you're saying that there was some people don't know the incident. You're saying that there was a young black brother who was killed, and
they
called it justifiable homicide?
Yeah, no, he was shot in the head in April, and he survived. But they just had the grand jury handed down Friday a no bill. They justified him too because he ran, you know. And I'm outraged because they're putting a target on our kids. You know, he ran for a reason. He was scared. We got some pigs in this area that terrorize our youth. You know, and they have them scared. And the adults as well. I had to get somebody else to try to organize because they're scared of the Black Panther Party. Because white folks are scared of it. So I had to maneuver. So sometimes, man, to get the job done, you got to maneuver a little bit, you know, and I'm
right
in the background. But I'm going to utilize that for our day of action. I have the sister that's going to have a camera, you know, recording things. I'm seeing if they have a sound source so we can, you know, I'm going to send some of my brothers in there so we can stress, man, you know, the unity that we have to come together, man, to save our babies, you know.
Right.
So, no, I mean, I'm going to use this as a catalyst because we also had one of the top pigs. He got caught with his hand in a cookie jar.
So
I just finished a report on that I want to put in the New Black Panther paper. I was at the press conference as well as the arraignment. They was kind of mad, but it's nothing that they can do. You know, I told them that I'm pressed. I'm doing an article. So they said, oh, okay. You know, so I'm going to continue to follow this. This pig has sent hundreds of thousands of our young kids to prison. Found out falsified reports and stuff. So that appeals to our kids, too. So
and what's the pig's name, Brother Ishmael?
Timothy Matthews.
Timothy Matthews, and this is in what part of New York?
Kingston, New York. I call it a Clansville, but it's Kingston, New York. But this is
chickens come home to roost, brother, because I've had run-ins with this man, you know, for years. You know, they tried to plant something in my car, and it wasn't successful. But I know he was behind it. He was behind the task force they have here, the urgent. And he had sole responsibility of all the money, the drugs. Money was missing. At the press conference, I asked, what about the drugs? Well, the DA said, well, he didn't know. You know why he didn't know? Because they knew what he was doing, but they wanted him to set our kids up. So they allowed him.
Brother Ismail.
Yes.
Brother Ismail, here's what we want to do, man. Listen. Listen, because you got a multifold problem here. But listen, we want to have a day of action. We're gonna have a day of action on this pit. What's his name? Timothy what?
Timothy Matthews.
Timothy Matthews, you say?
Yes, Matthews. Yes.
We want to have a day of action on this pig, Timothy Matthews. That means
right.
That. And not only should you be writing articles on this Timothy Matthews, you got to figure out a way to get this man's picture, which is public record. He's a public peace officer. You get this beast picture, and you get these flyers, and you match this flyer and this picture up, and magically, Miss Timothy Matthews' pig picture should be all over Kingston, New York.
I'm working on it, brother, because I got a picture. I got a picture of him coming
put
out. I got
picture
a picture
up. Put the picture up.
Yes, I
put the picture
to.
Up and have it underneath it wanted by the people.
Yes. Okay. There you go.
Now we talking. Have it wanted by the people and charge that pig and put pressure on the Kingston Pig Force. That's how we gonna do it, black man. What do you intend to do for your 625? You gonna rally for the police? You got a lot going on. What can we expect in coming to Kingston?
Well, I'm trying to rally the people. The people are afraid, so I'm gonna use this incident as a catalyst to get people motivated. You know, both incidents, the pig that got arrested and the shooting of the brother. So I'm trying to use that to rally people together, mainly because our young need to understand that they're targets now.
Exactly.
Exactly. I got a few of them, man, that's down, but I'm trying to get a lot more. I'm trying to unite the Crips and the Bloods, meet with the lieutenants, sit them down, and we got to have a peace. I want the city to see the strength that I have as a black man, that I can organize this and get these kids to put the guns down and work with me, you know.
It can be done.
I know it can be done because I've done it before, you know, and I'm going to do it again. I'm trying to make a statement in this town that we're no longer going to tolerate these kids abusing and mistreating our sisters, you know, killing and shooting our brothers, beating them down. So it's time. It's time to send this down. Actually, one of the judges sitting in the courtroom, he asked me about a blog that I had about him. And I told him that it spoke for itself. You disrespected the sister. That's what you did. So his result, well, you can come and talk to me. You know, but it showed me the power of the blog.
Right. They're watching my blogging,
and they, you know, because they're afraid of me organizing these youth, and I'm gonna do
yes,
that.
Sir.
I'm gonna do that.
Well, at the right time, understand the pen can be mightier than the sword, brother Ishmael. We got so many calls. We can't just lay on the line. But again, tell the brothers and sisters how they can get with you, how they can organize with you. We got to build you up a strong enough movement for Mr. Timothy Matthews. So that, Miss Timothy Matthews can understand that it's not okay to set up young black youth. How can they contact you?
You can contact me at Facebook, Ismail Shabazz, or email me at my email address, Baitul, BAITUL, @AOL.com. Either or, you can call me 845-853-6548.
That's what's up. Ismail, listen, we're going to be here all week long. We're going to be all week long with different speakers, different guests. And so you get in the mix and you keep the fire burning. Keep us informed of what's happening with the young brother. Keep us informed of what's happening with the justifiable homicide. I'm trying to tell the Kingston police, listen, if you can't deal with your own, the streets are going to deal with your own. Ishmael, we love you, man. Black power, brother.
Black power, brother.
That's Ishmael Shafaz, Kingston, New York. That's Kingston, New York, checking in. We're ready. We're standing up talking about June 25th. It's a day of action on Timothy Matthews and the rogue police that are there in the Kingston area. You got to deal with those that are setting up young black males and young black women. And so we're going to keep it moving. Ishmael going to keep us informed. Y'all stay tuned with that. Let's go to the next caller, 404-789. You're on the air. We're talking about what you're going to do for the National Day of Action. Number two, black power to you.
Black power. This is Telly. What's going on, brother?
What's happening, brother? Telly, talk black to us, man. We're working hard, brother. What's going on in your world?
What's going on in ATL, brother? We're going to have the subject is saving the children, brother. Saving the children. It's going to be at 5616 Memorial Drive in Stone Mountain. We're gonna have a few speakers out there, huh? Let me give everybody a lineup. Hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir. That's the Tupac Center, right? I believe that's the Tupac Center. For those of you who love you some Tupac, who actually just celebrated his birthday. Just celebrated his birthday on the 16th.
All right, the lineup.
Tupac. Huh?
All right, the lineup is going to be, it's going to start, it's going to be from 4 to 10.
Okay.
From 4 to 5:30, we're going to have Dr. Jacobs, Savage, Ostele, Kevin Kahn, Kate, Patrick Muhammad. From 5:30 to 7 p.m., we're going to have Dr. Gregory, Greg Street, Dennis Byron, Lil Trill, David Anderson. From 7:10, we're going to have Dr. James Hill, Minister Mustafa, Celine, Caesar Michelle, Dr. Rev Cobble, Minister Eric Muhammad, Chief Sandiata, Reginald Hall, and the Honorable Malik Zulu Shabazz. That's the lineup we're going to have, brother.
That's what's up. That got to be one of the strongest, if not the strongest event. Strongest event. I'm talking about just outside of their action movement pivot. The strongest event anywhere in the hills of North America on that day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're gonna be getting it in down here in Atlanta. We're gonna be on the radio and everything. So you know what I mean. Everybody, come on out and support this day of action. Cause we got to tip back.
Would this be Ustream? Would they be able to see it online or hear it?
I'm not sure. I think the National Receiver Staff is trying to set it up that way where it's gonna be like some on stream or on the radio or something like that. I'm not sure about that yet.
It got you.
We're gonna have video though. You know what I'm saying? If it's not gonna be on the air, it's gonna be on YouTube after. But you don't want to wait for the YouTube.
Up.
You want to be there. You want to be in history. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt about it. Anybody near Atlanta or GA who can help us on the technical field, we need you ASAP. There's no way we can have a lineup like this and it not go before the world. The national chairman's address must be sent through the world. So, like, man, we got our mission now. We gotta take the ball on this. We got to get this out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So tell us again now. We're coming to the Tupac Center. We're gonna hit the Power Pack lineup. What can we expect? What's gonna be the feel like? What's gonna be the energy on that day?
The energy is gonna be pure black nationalism. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a feel of unity. It's gonna be a feel of black pride. It's going to be a feel of black power, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be sort of, we're trying to aim for it to be sort of like the feeling we all got when we went to the first Million Man March. You know what I mean? Everybody remember that feeling, right, when we went to the first Million Man March. We're trying to get that feeling back. If we could get that feeling back in Atlanta, then you know, we moving things along, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know Atlanta can do it. For those who want to organize with you in Atlanta and be a part of such a magnificent event, such a magnificent lineup, how can they contact you all? How can they get in touch? How can they support? What's the information?
Again, it's going to be on the 25th at 5616 Memorial Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia. I can personally be contacted at 404-789-6140, and that's Brother Telly, Regional Field Marshal for the MBPP.
Yep.
You know, just call me
if you
got any questions, comments, concerns. If you want to help out, we got a lot of flyers on the ground right now. We're getting some more. So if anybody want to help out giving out some flyers or if anybody want to do some vending or whatever, just give me a call at 404-789-6140. We got a great team here in Atlanta. We got two chairmen in Atlanta. We got Lenny Walker and Yanga Nkrumah. Oh, they're all working hard to push this event. We got the National Chief of Staff working to push this event. We're all trying to move forward and bring forth this National Day Action and try to save our children, because the children is the future of our nation, and the future of our salvation.
That's what's up. Everybody who's anywhere close to Atlanta on that day or close in range, get down into the Tupac Center. Let's help to save the youth. We're losing them to the streets. We're losing them to the influence of coons and buffoons and rap music. We're losing them to homosexuality and all kind of freakishness. Get down there and help. The Day of Action, they're at the Tupac Center, and get it put out there, Brother Telly. Brother Telly, man, we appreciate your work. We appreciate everybody in Atlanta, National Chief of Staff, and everybody that's putting it down. Can't wait for it to happen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black Power, family.
Black Power.
That's Brother Telly. That's Brother Telly, as he say, Telly Machiavelli, checking in. He's checking in, letting you know Atlanta's on the map. Atlanta's on the map. Get down to the Tupac Center. If you're anywhere in the area, get down there. I'm telling you, this Day of Action, this National Day of Action is what's happening. This National Day of Action is what's happening. If you're sick of the same old, and you're sick of sitting around like a bump on a log, and you're sick of seeing generations die and go to jail, you got to get with this National International Day of Action. Next caller, we're talking to 973-885. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're asking, what are you willing to do on your National and International Day of Action? Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean, Sister Keisha, Newark, New Jersey.
Black Power, Sister Keisha, Newark, New Jersey. What's going down?
Well, we have a good lineup. In Newark, New Jersey, we are doing a tribute to Geronimo Pratt and Gil Scott Heron, and we are doing a free book, food, clothes drive on Bradley Court in the basketball court area. Bradley Court is located on South Orange Avenue, between South Orange Avenue and Tremont Avenue on Munn. And anybody who lives in Newark does not ever want to go to Bradley Court. So we picked that location because that area needs some love. It's infested with crime and drugs and violence, and they need some healing and some love and some empowerment. So we're going to go there on a Day of Action at 1 o'clock, and we're going to give our people some food. We're actually going to be cooking out there, and we're going to have some face painting and some entertainment for them. We're giving away clothes. We're giving away books. We have great donations from great people in the community so far.
Wow. And if I'm not mistaken, Newark, the city of Newark, I'm talking about the government, the local government, has pretty much given up on you all's location, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's so much violence here right now and so much confusion right now between the education and the violence. That it's almost in a state of emergency here.
And so we're going. They are Action Movement in Newark, so you're going in and you're going to show some love. What's the response of the people there in Newark right now?
The response is pretty good.
What's going on?
Today, we went door to door. We hit all the people. We went door to door and knocked on all the doors and gave out flyers and talked to the people. And they seem to be pretty appreciative that people would want to come there that don't live there and do something for their community. So the response was pretty good. The children was excited about it. And we talked to them, and we're going to do a teaching on Geronimo Pratt that day. And we're going to also just talk about some community organizing things.
Yes, ma'am. Let me do this. Let me take a quick moment of silence. Quick moment of silence for Baba Geronimo Pratt and Gil Scott Heron. Hang on 1 second. And Ashe. And so we got to remember our comrades who have either been slain by the enemy or transcended, because as the scriptures say, they are alive, but we perceive not. And so y'all going to do some pieces by Gil Scott Heron, play some music by Gil Scott. Are you going to teach us about Baba Geronimo? What's happening?
That's right. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do some of that, and we're going to do some teaching on Geronimo, like you said, and we're going to play some of the Gil Scott Heron pieces, and we're going to talk to the people and try to get them organized in that project area there.
That's the first piece.
That's the first piece.
Okay, what's
that's
the second
at
piece?
1 o'clock. The second piece is a unity meeting, and we're having that at an undisclosed location. That's not open to the public. That's by invite only. And the topic is State of Black Youth in New Jersey. And the people that we have participating are community organizers, leaders, activists, and just residents who are doing work from Irvington, East Orange, Patterson, Passaic, Plainfield, and Elizabeth. And we're trying to get these small little towns to get some activism going in their cities and get them some support around what they need in their cities. And hopefully they can coordinate their own day of action the next time we do it.
Wow. Wow. I don't know. That's one of them lineups that's tight like ATL. How can the people that are there support you? How can they get with the movement? How can they connect with you? I know there's plenty of people in Newark that want to get down with you. How can they do it?
Yeah, but I don't want to work with Newark. Newark has plenty of activism already. I really want to work with people in these other areas, Irvington, East Orange, Patterson, Passaic, Plainfield, because they have the same issues, violence,
right.
Education systems, drugs. Racism, all of the same issues, but there's no activism and there's no support in those towns because they're so small they get left out. So I really want to do some work with them, and we're going to organize these towns and get them moving and get them united.
Okay. Well, how can the people in the surrounding areas in Irvington, East Orange, and other areas, how can they get with you?
They could contact me at 973-885-8896.
That's what I'm talking about. Anything that you want to say to the haters, who don't believe that the people there in Newark can be organized.
I just tell them, don't hate. The work is being done. It's already being done. We did it on April 23rd. We back again. So don't hate. Come get on board.
Go ahead.
So we have some supporters. We have People's Organization for Progress that's supporting us, the North Anti-Violence Coalition, the New Somnus Worship Center, My Sorority, Beta Kappa Sigma, Black and Latina Sorority is supporting, and the Nation of Islam.
Big time. Big time supporters. It's beautiful. And we need much more. Sister Keisha, we appreciate you. I know that you're working hard. We thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I do want to say, family, for those of you who don't know, so now that you will know,
your sister
is the National Director of Protocol for the New Black Panther Party. That's what she is. Give her her proper due and her proper respect. Sister Queen, we appreciate you and love you.
All right, Black Power.
Black Power. Yeah, family. Get down to New Jersey. Get down, get in there, get on the ground. Find out what's happening. Connect with Sister Keisha, connect with the family on the ground there. We're in motion. It's the National International Day of Action Part 2. I want to move quickly right now to our dear brother who is in Liverpool, England. Who's going to be telling you what he's got going on, working with the Imperial Servants. Let's bring on our brother Eric Levi. Black Power, my brother.
cold.
Brother Eric, go right ahead. Your mic's open, sir.
I'm hoping I still got Brother Eric. Hold on 1 second. I'm hoping, Brother Eric, are you on? I might have lost Brother Eric. Let me do this. Let me try him right back. As soon as I call back, we're going to have to switch. Here he is right now. You pick up. I'll call right back.
Okay, yes, sir.
Pick up. I'll call right back.
All right. Yes, sir, brothers and sisters, we're waiting for brother Eric, so you all just be patient with us. This brother is in Liverpool, England. It's not like he's around the corner. It's not like he's at the store. This man's in Liverpool, England. So you all just bear with us because it's not every day you get to hear from a black man in Liverpool, England, telling you what's going on. He ain't talking about the Queen and all that. He's talking about black nationalism. Talking about black nationalism, and we're happy. This man is a man who works diligently. He's committed. You always seem pushing the line, holding the line, and holding it down. And so we got to hear from him. So you all just hang on. All of you who's calling in, I'm going to get you in. I'm going to get you in. Let me try to squeeze you in here as soon as I can. But I just want to give a second to get Brother Eric in, because all the chairman's going to do is call right back in. He's going to call in, so there's no point in me clicking you all in, and then he called right back in, and we got to get him on. But again, if you have not yet got involved with the Day of Action and Unity, if you're not involved with it yet, you're sitting on the fence, you want to know what's going on, you want to know why everybody's so excited, get with us, theyactionmovement.org. Here he goes. This is our brother from Liverpool, England, Brother Eric Levi. Black Power, sir.
Black Power.
How are you? How are things going in Liverpool?
Man, it's good. Am I on now?
Yes, sir. You are on live right now, Black Power Radio. We're talking about the National International Day of Action. We want to know what you got planned for June the 25th.
On June the 25th, we're going to be organizing a picnic in the park. So we're going to be bringing people together, and we're going to be talking about five major issues that are confronting the African people at the moment. And number one is education. So we're going to be talking about how we can better educate the youth and bring them into a better knowledge of self so they can also be able to understand how the devil is getting at them. And number two is security. We're going to be looking at how we can improve our security in places, not only with rescue services, getting better rescue services and emergency services, but also being able to establish embassies internationally and locally so that people have to get in touch with African people in their community in the case of police brutality and other issues which are affecting our people now. And the economy is another issue that we're going to be talking about. Can you hear me? I'm not sure if you can hear me. I'm not getting no feedback.
So now listen, a lot of people don't know, my brother, all them issues are extra important. A lot of people don't know that there are black people or African people that are there in Liverpool. Do we have a sizable African population in Liverpool, England?
Yeah, we have black people, brother Eric? In England. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you now. I was saying, is there a sizable black community in Liverpool, England?
Yeah, in London. We've got enough black people in London enough black people in Liverpool who can come together and will be enough in to change the government and the police, the local police in those areas. We've got people who are concentrated, like in Liverpool, in Toxteth, we've got black people who can stand up, who want to rise up against the local police there. We've got people in London who want to rise up, who are fed up, who want to rise up against the local police there and against the law there. So we can unite those people. And if we can bring up a big enough rising, we're going to get petitions signed by our own people on the Day of Action on June 25th so that we can go to the local police. We can go to the local police and also our own people and get them on board. Because what we want to establish eventually is a world nation. So we want to get people registered as soon as possible to take part in this world nation so that they're secured, so their future, so they can sign on now. Like, at the moment, Imperial Sevens, we allow people to register with the academy. So they can go online and we let them register. We give them some financial support after a while, and we also give them accommodation so that in the future they will have recognition, because we want people to have the incentive to be able to go out now and want to do the best for their people and want to get the best results for their people instead of sitting back, because at the moment a lot of people in England are just sitting back and like maybe thinking it's not that important or it's not that
urgent. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
It's not that urgent of an issue that we need to take care of, but what we're going to be pushing on June the 25th is getting people, saying to people that we're going to start creating our own jobs, our own economy. We want to get our own money printed with our own banks in England and in America and in Africa with our own world currency. And we want to get support for that now, financial and with the people. That's going to be a main issue that we're going to. And law as well, because we want to be speaking about law on June 25th. We're going to be discussing that. We're going to be discussing the Declaration of the World Nation and how the structure, how it's going to be structured, the nation, and how we're going to be able to take on the difficulties that are facing our people now and the intentions of the nation.
Yes, sir. So what I'm hearing you say is that the same problem that we have here in America, you all have in Liverpool, England, as black people. Is that right?
That's exactly right, but it's not just an England problem, it's an African problem. So on June the 25th, we're going to be talking about President Barack Obama and what he's doing for African people or not doing for African people, because we want to be pressing him personally, because we don't feel that it's right that he should be in that position of power and not be doing anything for the African people, just watching us struggle and perish, but while a lot of our people are still supporting them. So we want to get people away from supporting President Obama. We want to stop people from voting and listening to the media, things like that, which are just basically destroying our people from the inside out. So we want people to get away from the Western world of doing things and get back to more an African-centered kind of mind and more black spirituality and more, just so that they want to be trading with themselves and not buying anything which is not buying any luxury items or anything which is going to be profiting the Western world, Europe and America specifically.
Yes, sir. Now, let me ask you this. How does the black community in England or Liverpool, how do you all view what's happening right now in Africa with the bombings from NATO and Barack Obama's administration? How do you all view it right now?
Well, African people everywhere need to fully appreciate and realize the reality that the U.S. government, well, none of the governments want their people to succeed, and people in England are aware of that, because we can, obviously, we see what's going on with the U.S., and a lot of us have got family in the U.S. and in Africa. So we're still connected, even though we're disconnected by different continents, we're still connected. And we see out there basically destroying our people with the military and with the education system. So those are two things that we definitely want to get our people away from. And then we see their true intentions and what they're doing here to stay. So we know their tactics and how they're trying to, we see how they're trying to attack Gaddafi. So African people everywhere aren't ignorant, even in America. Like, it's because your country is actually the ones who are perpetrating it. But even in England, we see, we understand. But perhaps in England, we are more laid back because we don't feel that. We feel that we're almost separate from America. But if we can unite under this world nation, then it will be the problems of America. It will be the problems of people in England and the people in Africa. So that's what we want to create, just a world unity where African people are united if something happens to African person. And at the same time, we profit all from Africa.
Exactly. Looking from where you are in the world and looking here to North America or America, the U.S., what would you suggest that the black man and black woman, African people here in America do to get some justice and get some freedom?
They need to stop. They need to just completely disconnect themselves from the influence of the Western world, because I think that's what's destroying and confusing them a lot, like President Barack Obama, because a lot of black people are content and still believe that maybe he can bring them hope. So they don't want to rise up and do something for themselves. They think, well, the government might do something for themselves. But even with this movement, if people can understand that it's not a government movement, that it is a movement organized by the African people for the African people, and it's at the end of the day, the government is the enemy, and the controlled media is the enemy, because we already understand how they scientifically deceive us and cause us to destroy ourselves. So we need to get away from that, and we need to rise up as a people, not going to the government. We need to reject any help from the government, because I think trying to ask the government for help at this stage is really not going to reap any kind of reward. More hate and insults. So we need to just really forget about that, and all people who are involved in the government who support the Western way of doing things. And we need to just do something for ourselves equivalent, which will be setting up education, security, economy, law, and obviously an African nation, which is a world nation.
Yes, sir. Is it true that the parliament or the government there that's in England is in bed with the United States government?
Yeah, that's true. Well, only the other day, one of Gaddafi's people got expelled from England. So they're expelling pro-Gaddafi supporters. So you can't be pro-Gaddafi in England. England supports everything that America does.
And so ultimately, it works against us. And so,
even if we're separate, or we think we're separate, we're still dealing with the very same enemy. And whatever happens in America will happen to England and everywhere else in Europe, and no one can escape it. So it's better that we all unite now, wherever we are in the world, and face the problems together as a world nation.
Exactly, exactly. Explain to us the concept behind Imperial Sevens, if you would.
Imperial Sevens is an international academy. So we take people in. People can come and they can get registered. They learn African knowledge. It's really African knowledge, teaching them self-defense, educating them and getting them off the streets, and teaching them to care for themselves and their people, making them better people, and then they can go out into the community. Not everyone who's in Imperial Seven works for Imperial Sevens per se, but they all have a unity that we are all Imperial Sevens. So if I saw another Imperial Seven, or if he called me, I'd look after him. You understand? So it's like a close friendship between people, which is what the world nation is going to be, because we want everyone, every black person, every African person, to be able to call on their neighbour and be able to call us in times of need or in times of support. So if someone is racially brutalised, then we want all people to go to the police station. We don't just want a few. We want all people to go to the police station. We want people to know that they can't do this, to the European powers to know that they can't abuse our people. So at the end of the day, we wanted them to understand that we're taking care of ourselves, and it's going to be the judgment of the African people who are going to decide their own fate. So instead of asking for justice from the Western world, we need to just establish our own justice and then see if they'll try it, because they will try it, but then that's when we need to rise up on the offensive. But I think, like, on June the 25th, we're going to be defensive. We're going to be it's a peaceful picnic in the park, so we're just going to be talking in love and peace and just thinking about how we can best the nation. But obviously we understand the nature of the United States of America and Europe, so we're not going to be approaching this stupidly. We are advocating self-defense and trying to get out self-defense equipment and training to people in Liverpool specifically and London, because that's where a lot of our people are right now, who are facing racist police brutality and illegal imprisonment, things like that, false imprisonment. So we want to get it out there quick now, and white supremacy, we want to tackle the areas with most white supremacy. We want to establish 2 embassies. We want to establish contact numbers for people who can get in touch with us quickly for June the 25th.
Yes, sir.
We want to get
yes,
them ready for June the 25th.
Beautiful. How can the people that may be close to Liverpool or surrounding areas get in touch with you, maybe via Facebook or your website, if they want to attend the picnic or the gathering?
They can get in touch with us on Facebook, or they can go to our website. We're going to get a number that people are going to be able to contact security services and if they need support. But an issue for us as well is obviously there's so many black people and there's so much that needs to be done. We need to be able to manage our resources. So we are saying to people on June the 25th that this is a movement for your liberation. So if you want to support us or if you want to do your own thing, as long as you're doing something every day for the liberation of black people, even if you've got a job by yourself and you don't do that much to help black people, then maybe you can just donate, I know, £5 a month to help African people worldwide, to help this movement so we can do these things like establish embassies and get people enrolled in security services and get them uniforms and get our own universities established around the world. Or alternatively, we want people to be able to be their own leaders and to teach leadership. Like, that's a big thing that Imperial 7 teaches, to teach that once you come into your own, once you've got enough knowledge, then you should come into your own and then be able to go out and make your own path, that people will be able to go to you as well. So it's not just we want everyone to come to our organization, but we want everyone to be united in this world nation. And as long as you're doing something productive, we can all, at the end of the day, we can all gather all these organizations, the best bits of every organization, to build our world nation and make it the best it can be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, Brother Ed, we appreciate you. We appreciate the time that you're spending here with us. We appreciate the way that you're organizing here in Liverpool. And we thank you so, so much, brother. And look for you to stay with us and listen with us for the rest of the week. We're going to be on all week to check in with us. All right, my brother?
I don't know if he's still on. Is he still on?
Yeah, I'm here. It's a bad line, though.
All right. Well, can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you, sir. We can hear you.
Let me say this. For those who are on the air who don't know, this is Malik Zulu Shabazz, and I'm at the airport. I was supposed to host the show, but I had to grab a flight out here to the West Coast. I'm looking for me some Malik El Ghani while I'm out here, and I'm going to make sure that we are right here. Obviously, we have very good hosts. And what I want to say, just briefly before I turn it back over to Brother Sean, is to thank everybody, thank every organizer, thank every activist. I want to thank Brother Eric. I want to thank the Imperial Sevens. Thank Sister Keisha. I don't know who else has been on, if it's Brother Maurice or Sister Chrissy coming up, whoever it is. We are doing something that is very, very, very important, and we have to stay the course. And we're taking on a challenge and a mission, really, that nobody in the black world wants to take on right now. And that is organizing our people and building a united front across organizational lines for the goals of liberation, of establishing Pan-Africanism, black nationalism, black power, and a better world for our people. And so I'm just going to encourage everyone to drive forward, drive hard this week, drive hard in the streets. Get the word out by any means necessary, because we're not turning around here. This is the second day of action, and in the fall there will be a third day of action. And as soon as we finish Saturday, and we will be strong on Saturday, you must remember that the devil is out there trying to hope that we fail. Oh, Abraham Foxman and these beasts are hoping that we will not be able to organize our people, and we want to prove this devil dead wrong come this Saturday. And soon as we finish on Saturday, we're going to go after now
establishing our Ministry of Justice, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Pan-Africanism and Foreign Affairs, our Ministry of Youth, our Ministry of Politics, all of the 21 major ministries where we can bring our best and our brightest minds and soldiers and scholars, and we're going to build this movement. We're going to build also these movements in all of these cities. So if you're in your area, now, if you whatever area you're in, now is your chance to build that united front. Now is your chance to build that core, conscious, committed cadre of brothers and sisters that will stay in line as we move out in unity and fight the battle that must be fought. If we don't do it, who else will? Everybody has given up on an all-black agenda. Everybody has given up on strictly and specifically going after organizing black or African people. We are the last ones left. If we don't stand up for this cause, it could die. And we cannot die. We must multiply in this hour. We cannot accept second place, second class status, just getting a few pennies from the white man, whether it's the white man in England or the white man through a black man in Africa or wherever it is in the United States of America. And so I just want to let you all know, keep the fire, keep the faith, go hard. Get your pens and your pencils. Every black man or woman that you see that say that they're interested in this cause, get their number, get their information. Because we're going to organize or die in this hour. And I don't plan on dying, so we're going to organize. And so I'm going to get off of here so I can handle my business. I thank you, Brother Eric. He's one of our young stars. And we're looking to build up new leadership all over the hills of America and around the world. We're looking for new leaders. We're looking for new activists. We're looking for new thinkers. And so for everybody else, just be patient. It ain't easy building all of this with no budget and limited skill staff. But just be patient because, you know, we're on the grind here 24/7, and we will win. I let you release you all. I go back to our host and all of you all. Fight hard like you have never fought before this week as we go in strong to our second day of action in unity. Black power, assalamu alaikum, hotep, free the land, and black laws for all black people.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. That's the national chairman. If you all didn't know, if you all thought that was some kind of recording, that's the national chairman calling in from the airport. Landing touchdown. I'm not going to give away his location, but he just touched down, and he's handling his business. But checking in with us and telling you to fight hard, hustle hard, let's grind hard and go all the way out. Let me take last calls in. 609-338, you're on the air with Black Power Radio. What do you intend to do for the National International Day of Action, June 25th, Black Power?
Black Power, power to the people. That's the wife, the woman, and it's your little brother, Divine Allah, Trenton, New Jersey, family.
Peace to the God. What's going on, Brother Nasser? You blessed? What's happening?
I'm good. This phone could go out. Give me 1 second, brother.
Okay. We'll stand by. We got to get our brother in, Trenton, in. Y'all heard a lot about him. Some of you have heard a lot about the brother, but you have not heard from the brother. You know? Heard a lot about it, but haven't heard from him. So we got him on the line now. We'll give him a second to get his phone together. But again, the email is National Day of Action. National Day of Action at yahoo.com. For those that don't know, it's National Day of Action, yahoo.com. Okay? Say that in your sleep. National Day of Action, yahoo.com. You ready, Brother Devon? All right, Devon's still getting it together. And so I hope you all are fired up. I just hope you all are fired up. If you're sitting comfy in your seat, if you're driving in your car, whatever you're doing, understand this. We are not playing around. We're not playing no games. You need to tap the person next to you. If there's somebody next to you, tap them on the shoulder and say, make sure you're with me on June 25th. That's how the preachers do it. Tap the person next to you. Make sure you're with me on June 25th. Come along. Come with us. And so we're happy. We're happy you all are with us. We're happy you're tuning in with us again. Make sure you stay in tune with us all week long. We're going to be pushing all week long. Your black brother? Okay. Brother Divine, you with us now? All right, Brother Divine, we'll just chime in. He's going to just chime in when he's ready. And so that's that, you all. Like I say, keep pushing and keep fighting. This is going, we're going to, again, do this all week long with different organizers, different activists. We're going to be giving you different skill sets, different tools, different ways to overcome the police, like what Brother Ishmael was talking about. You got to get your permits now, secure your permits early, put your fax releases out now, if you're doing media, let's get going, it's Monday night, Abe Foxman and them boys, they can't wait for us to flop, but it ain't going to happen, didn't happen last time, ain't going to happen this time, it ain't going to happen at all, period. The new Black Panther Party will make sure they going to flop now. And so we standing by. Hope you all are ready, though. With all jokes aside, hope you all are ready and hope I'm ready, because we got to build a nation of our own. It's obvious. This beast has launched an all-out assault on our mother continent. An assault on our mother continent and country is an assault on us. If that beast in blackface will attack Africa, you know darn well he'll attack you and me on this soil. You know that. So we gotta organize now. We should be exchanging numbers now, information now, emails now. Hell, even if they shut all that down, you still got to know how to deal with each other and talk to each other, connect with each other right now. Yeah, right now. Brother Divine, you back with us? Divine, that went all the way out. His phone is on, but he just ain't on. Let me pull in right here, right now, sister. Our sister, and Brother Divine, what you do, brother, just put your hand back up. You press number one with your phone, come on. Let me pull in our sister here. 347-737, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. We're asking, what are you going to do for your National Day of Action Part 2, Black Power?
Hey, peace, Black Power. This is Sister Chrissy from Brooklyn.
Hey, peace, and Black Power. What's happening, Chrissy?
I'm all right, a.k.a. Sister Naya Bingham. For the 25th, the second day of action. In Brooklyn, we're going to be at Jackie Robinson Park, and we're going to have, like, a lot of activities for the children. We're going to have basketball. We're going to have jump rope. We're going to have handball and tennis, a lot of, you know, healthy food, and people, you know, to just speak about health and give education to our youth mainly, and whoever else comes, you know, all is welcome. And yeah, we're basically gonna have like a health expo right here in Brooklyn, reaching our youth.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so you targeting the babies, you targeting the youth, and you said it's a health expo.
Yes, a health expo where it's gonna be like I don't know like how they would call it, you know, in the motherland, but I know, you know, they do call it the Olympics. So it's gonna be kind of like an Olympics thing, you know. We're gonna have everything, you know, relay race, hula hooping, double dutch, handball and tennis and basketball and soccer.
So you gonna make the children get out and run?
Yeah.
Yeah, get the hell. And I mean that's an important point. It's too many children are sitting around in front of television, in front of Xbox and computers, and some of these babies is getting around. No disrespect.
Right,
I mean,
exactly. You know,
yeah,
I mean, no lie, you know, some of us, like, we haven't, like, completely crossed over to eating healthy, although we try for most parts, you know. But it's really important that at least, you know, you be active. So we're hoping, like, you know, to promote the activity, because we're tired of our children dying of diabetes. We're tired of our children, you know, being obese. No, like that's another way that they're killing us off.
Exactly. As Brother Divine said, I hope I'm bringing him in. His phone is back on in a second. Health is wealth.
That's
health,
right.
Health is wealth. You could have all the money in the world, but if your health is terrible, man.
Exactly. You're going to have to, like, give it all to the doctors, you know? So if we know that, you know, we can take care of ourselves, at least by being active, you know, getting out there and running, getting out there and walking if you can't run, you know, or just having fun and instead of being at home sitting in front of the TV, then we want to instill that in our children, that lights out in our children.
Exactly. How can they? I don't want to ask you. I got two questions coming for you, but how can the people support you where you are? That's what's trying to come out. How can they support you?
They could, you know, come out and you know, help with the children because we're looking for a good turnout for the children. So they could definitely come out, you know, and support us with that. They could, you know, bring whatever healthy food that they could have, if it's cantaloupe or honeydew or strawberries, cherries, you know, some water. You can never have too much of that. Or if they have some veggie hot dogs or some veggie hamburgers that they want to bring out, we would appreciate that. Or maybe turkey, you know, hamburgers or hot dogs, we would greatly appreciate that also. If someone knows a lot about health, they could come out and speak. It's a lot of room for anybody to help in any which way that they can. If somebody plays the drums, you know, they could come out and you know, bless us with our, you know, African culture.
Definitely. What's the location again? Give us the location.
It's Jackie Robinson Park. That's right on between Malcolm X and Marion Avenue. You can take the A train to Utica Avenue, and it's right diagonal. It's right in diagonal from Boys and Girls High School. You know, we'll be right there.
Okay. And so right there at the park. Brothers and sisters, if you are anywhere near Brooklyn, if you are BK representing, you represent your hood, you represent your power, you down, you make your way to the Jackie Robinson. Make your way to Jackie Robinson, and in me saying that some of the babies is getting round, I'm saying the same thing some of us are getting around too. Make your way to Jackie Robinson and run around the park. Get involved with the Health Expo. Hell, for real. We got the, I'm serious. Hey, who's listening to Brother Eric Levi from Liverpool? Hell, they over there, they think that everybody in America is just humongous, Fred Albert style. You know? They do.
That's right.
We got all these McDonald's with McDevils and White Castles and Murder Kings and all that, you know?
Right.
So get to the park. Let's exercise. Let's enjoy ourselves. Day of Action means being actively involved. Anywhere near Brooklyn. Organize Sister Chrissy. Come learn some political education. Learn about your history, your culture, and be healthy. Anything else you want to say, sis?
That's right. And we also do that, you know, Fridays from 7 to 9. We'll be returning back to that. You know, right after the Day of Action, we have political education classes. We also go out and work out every Saturday from 10 to 12. So, you know, everybody's welcome to come. If you want more information, you can, you know, text 347-737-1809.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Sister Chrissy, you already know we appreciate the work that you're doing, what you got going on. We appreciate how you're willing to step in and organize with the youth and people in Brooklyn. Preachers and others are scared to get on the ground and deal with what's happening and educating and re-educating the youth. We appreciate you so much. Again, stay locked in with us this week. It's going to be all week. We're going all week with different hosts, different guests. We want you all in the mix, all right?
All right. Thank you, Brother Sean Kwali. Love you, man.
Hey, love
Peace
you back.
Black
you're
power.
Welcome. Peace, right. Black power. That's BK in the house. BK is in the house. And again, go to the park, Jackie Robinson Park. Get into some sand. Just get in the grass. Get on a swing or something, you know? Let me take this call. 904-705, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. We want to know what you're going to do for your National Day of Action. Number two. Peace and blessings.
This is Brother Mikhail Muhammad, Jacksonville, Florida. Black
Power, Mikhail Muhammad. What's going on with you, Top Soldier?
Brother, we just organizing, preparing, building, pushing flyers, communicating with different organizations. This weekend, we'll be at the State Attorney's Office, downtown Jacksonville, Florida. We're doing a rally for victims of violent crime, police brutality, judicial bias, racism. Especially, we're doing a rally for Kristen Fernandez, a 12-year-old Hispanic boy that was indicted for first-degree murder about 3 weeks ago. So this past Friday, we did a rally for Fernandez. And so we're looking forward to standing strong, brother, in the city of Jacksonville.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I know you all had a successful April 23rd. And so I know you all are looking to follow up strong with June the 25th. What kind of response are you getting on the ground here quickly, sir?
Well, even more so this time because we don't have the Easter egg bunny in the way down south. That's a tradition that's very hard for black people to break away from, brother. But this time, holiday on the weekend, we have a lot more attention and people willing to be a part of the program and support the efforts of the new black counterpart of Black Power Movement and different organizations, brother.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So the people are coming together. The people are excited and they're ready for some action. That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir, brother. And we're going to be on the front line leading the charge. I'm rejuvenated and feeling a lot better health-wise. And I got my marching orders by Dr. Malik and the Black Power Movement. And so we're just going to add it up, brother, and go strong.
Beautiful.
We're petitioning to have the state attorney removed from this case, as well as we want to do a recall on her. We need 50,000 petitions, brother.
Well, you can get it. What's the state attorney's name?
Her name is Angela Corey, and she has made statements in the past that before she retired, she wanted to get 1 million years up under her belt of prison sentences, and we know who that's aimed for, black and Hispanic, brother.
Exactly. And so we want to get how many sentences?
Lachar?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Yes, sir. I hear you, brother.
You say you want to get 50,000 signatures on this state attorney?
Yes, sir, brother. And there's a lot of people that's willing to support and help us. And so we just have to put pressure on these public servants now that no longer business as usual, brother. And for a long time, they've just been able to get away with murder, sentencing children. This particular child has psychological, sexual, and physical abuse. His stepfather committed suicide in front of the family a year ago, and he was a witness. And so just a very terrible situation, but yet she would bring this 12-year-old in adult court and say that he deserved to get adult charges, brother, and be indicted for first-degree murder and possibly a life sentence. So I felt like we had to step in and step up, brother.
Yes, sir. You're doing the right thing. You know you're doing the right thing. And so say his attorney's name one more time.
Kristen Fernandez.
Yeah, listen, Kristen Fernandez, it's a miss, right, Miss Fernandez?
No, Kristen.
Kristen Fernandez.
Yeah, Kristen. Yeah, like Kristen, you know, Kristen Church, Kristen Fernandez.
Got you. Kristen Fernandez. Mr. Fernandez.
Sure.
Hey, listen, buddy, we're going to put pressure on you. Come June 25th, we're going to put pressure on you. We want you out of office. You're not serving the people in specific. Black people, 50,000 signatures coming your way, demanding your exploitation, demanding that you get put out of office. 50,000, buddy. That's for you, Fernandez. Thanks a lot.
Brother Sean,
we're
motivated. We're going to get out here on the ground and work, brother, and keep building this movement, keep reaching and teaching our people, because the time is at hand, brother, and collectively we're going to have to come together.
Yes,
so,
sir. Yes, sir. We're doing that.
To observe who would step up and nobody stood up. So I said, well, as usual, I have to take the front line, brother. And,
you gotta say, send me, I will go. How can, because I want to get Brother Divine in here because we got a few minutes. How can they help you in Jacksonville? We're going to be here all week, and I know you're going to stretch out during this week's show, this week long show. And so don't give it all to us tonight. Just save some of that fire. But how can they help you? Those that are listening right now, that might be working the next day or the next day, how can they help you in Jacksonville to contact you?
McKell45@live.com. 904-705-8556. Support us with donations. Support us with your presence and attendance. And help us with this petition drive. It's a new day in the city of Jacksonville. Black power.
Black power. That's what I'm talking about. Now, that's how you lead a daggone show. It's a new day in Jacksonville. Got about 10 more minutes here. I want to bring in our brother. He was having some technical difficulties, but the black man is God. He made his way back to the top, and he's here with us again. Our dear brother, National Youth Minister, Divine Allah. Black power.
Yes, sir. Back to Black Day. Make it real. Trenton, we on the ground this Saturday again at the Battle. That's at the corner of Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard and Pennington Avenue in Trenton, New Jersey. That's like been our that's where we've always had our major events in the city of Trenton. But we're going hard on this issue of so-called black-on-black violence, man. It's out of hand. Honestly, I hate being pigeonholed on that one issue, but it's just so out of hand that they keep drawing me back in. It's difficult trying to attack and deal with a lot of the other issues that our people facing, whether it's homelessness, the poverty issue, the education issue, which we do attack here in the East region. We own all of that with our youth program up and running and all the other things that we do have up and running. But, man, this issue of violence, domestic violence, the street violence, man, this Saturday might be the hardest I and we ever go. Last 24 hours, brother, man, shooting up in the air. Brother shot today all up in the stomach. 2 days ago in the head. 3 days ago in the head, man. And some of these are spots where we just be leaving that with our anti-violence coalition last Sunday. So we going hard this weekend, family. Our day of action, unfortunately, has to be going at our people to stop this madness. As much as I want to go at these banks, go at these politicians, go at the education system, our people, what they're leaving these babies to deal with in the street, man, we going hard this weekend, brother. Our day of action is going to wake up the ignorant masses and this mess that they're dealing with when it comes to black on black. And we know our...
You still with us, brother? And it happens every time when he gets to heating up and warming up. But you all get the point of what the black man is saying. Listen, he's saying this. He's saying that even though we got all these issues going on, even though we got issues with, you know, the politics of the white man, we got issues with the health care, we got issues with the way Obama running the, you know, is being puppeted and his administration is doing things around the world. We got issues, but an issue that cannot be scapegoated is the issue of black-on-black violence, black-on-black brutality, black-on-black murder, black-on-black crime and injustice. That's what he's getting out. It cannot be scapegoated. And I do want to say that just as much as we're attacking white-on-black violence, the new Black Panther Party in specific, their action movement in general is very pro-attacking black-on-black violence. Very pro-attacking black-on-black violence. We are not the kind of organization, at least anymore, if we ever was, that is going to focus solely, as he say, on a pigeonhole issue, a one-square issue. We're going to attack it like the program say attack it. And our program says that we are 100% against black-on-black violence. And so you all heard it from the National Youth Minister, Divine Allah. He's saying that in Trenton, New Jersey, it has gotten so bad that brothers, you know, in some cases sisters are just busting on each other, just busting on each other in the stomach, busting on each other in the head, just busting on each other. And every soldier that we lose on the ground, that's another soldier in the war, the revolution that we lose that cannot fight for freedom. So it's up to us. So that's important. So definitely, definitely, you brothers and sisters that's out there fighting the fight against our 6,000-year-old enemy. I don't want you to think for one second, one millisecond, that it's not important. But also take time to recognize what's happening in our own community and take time to fight against that which is going on right where we live. And how we're on automatic, systematic, remote control, we got to cut the damn programming off. Listen, family, I'm out of here. We appreciate you. We appreciate you joining with us and being with us. And as I said, we are going to be here all week long. So tune in with us tomorrow, God willing, Wednesday, Thursday, on up to Friday. And then we're going to try to work it out to where the national chairman's broadcast, you'll be able to hear it from Atlanta, GA, to Tupac Amaru Center. And so I'm your brother, and I'm your servant and soldier in battle, and your comrade, Brother Sean Kwali. I thank all of you who came on. I'm so thankful to Sister Renee, who came on, Sister Chrissy, who came on, Brother Divine, who came on. I'm so thankful to Brother Mikhail and Brother Telly and Brother Ishmael. I'm so thankful to all of you who made your way to get on. If I'm missing anybody, you know I'm thankful to you. Brother Eric Levi, of course, out of Liverpool, thankful to you and everybody. Just your brother, your soldier, and your comrade in battle, Sean Kwali, saying that the call is freedom or death. It's black power for black people. And if there's no justice for black people, nobody gets justice. We love you and look to hear from you again tomorrow. Black power.
Until the philosophy, which old one race superior and another.